Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for making us part of your day each and every day, and happy Wednesday to you. Just after 5:10 here on Wednesday. Hard to believe it's already September almost. August 30th, just a couple days away from September 1st, and got college football this weekend. Tomorrow, actually, the Florida Gators out west taking on Utah. But, of course, our primary focus, as it has been over the last couple of days, continues to be on Hurricane Idalia, moving through the state of Florida into southeastern Georgia now, South Carolina later on this evening, and finally kind of funneling out into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of North Carolina by tomorrow. So Idalia has come through, and folks in the Big Bend area of Florida now surveying what is left behind. Plenty of audio here from local residents, Governor Ron DeSantis, FEMA as well here as we start another full rundown of everything happening in the world today. And we start with our top three stories. From Governor Ron DeSantis says the recovery process is now well underway as Hurricane Idalia has passed through.
There are, as of now, no confirmed fatalities.
So that's good news. That was the update early this afternoon, and so far we have not received any reports to change that. So that is good news. As of the last check here on poweroutage.us, Florida with about 225,300 customers out of power as of 5 o'clock here Central Time. Also, FEMA says that they are on the way to Florida. That is the administrator, Deanne Criswell, specifically saying she will be meeting with Governor DeSantis in the coming hours to determine recovery needs. Idalia is the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in recorded history, at least 125 years. I found that very hard to believe.
Yeah.
That the Big Bend has never experienced a Cat 3 or higher storm. But I will trust what the records say, but still very hard to believe there. And also non-hurricane related, but disaster related. So the historic town of Lahaina on the island of Maui now is 100% searched for as far as human remains go. The death toll still at 115. The next step is removing hazardous materials and debris. The EPA says they've already started doing that. And once they're complete, survivors can then return to their homes or what is left of them. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has a look at the roads and our weather.
We still have some slight slowdowns on Fairfield. This is going to be just west of W Street in between W and Hollywood Avenue due to an accident. So expect some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction there. We have typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway. I-10 and I-110 not showing anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, this afternoon, we're looking good with really no chances of rain. We do have a warning still in effect at the beach for a high surf warning, so just keep that in mind. Also, we do have some rain for tomorrow at the high of 93. It is 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with heat index at 99. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located at Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thanks so much, Gracie. Taking a look at what's happening here locally today. So, related to the hurricane storm surge over at the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Opal Beach and Fort Pickens areas closed today due to storm surge. In some areas, 2 feet of standing water. So, campground reservations for Fort Pickens are postponed or canceled through tomorrow. And for any campers that are out there currently, they were advised to shelter in place until they're able to safely evacuate. Also, Highway 399 was closed between Navarre and Pensacola Beach, but that has since reopened. So pretty interesting there with the storm surge here locally. Also in local news today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office looking into a deadly shooting from this morning at the Essex Point Apartments. Sheriff Simmons saying that a 15-year-old girl charged with first-degree murder killing her mother's fiancé.
Early this morning, that the 15-year-old entered the room. I had some small talk with her mother and her mother's fiance, and then shots were fired. Again, it's rather confusing as to why the shots were fired, but that's why we're doing the investigation right now.
And Simmons saying that the shooting took place while the mother and the fiance were still in bed. The suspect identified as Sunshine Grace James. Simmons added that James allegedly shot at her mother first before shooting the 35-year-old victim, then allegedly fleeing in her mother's car towards her boyfriend's house. There she was arrested on Rio Grande Circle. Also, the city of Gulf Breeze is joining local residents and businesses in suing Skanska over the damage caused by barges during Hurricane Sally. That according to the PNJ. The city is seeking damages of more than $50,000, and the city alleges that Skanska's negligence and intentional misconduct led to social and economic damages that they still have not recovered from. And a familiar name and face joining Pensacola State College's faculty, that's former Escambia County Commissioner and Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, who's joining as the Associate VP of Government and Community Relations. The college says that Robinson will serve as their governmental affairs lobbyist and liaison to members of the Florida State Legislature. 518 now, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we come back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Don't miss Sibling Harmony Trio, Girl Named Tom, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater on Friday, September 15th. Experience the familial harmonies and heartfelt performances of the first ever trio to win NBC's The Voice on September the 15th. Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Strength for Life listener, have you heard about our church's Awana program? Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola is once again hosting Awana Club for children 3 years old through the sixth grade. Awana is an internationally known Bible verse memory program in which children learn the Bible and play fun games in a safe environment. It's a great way for 3-year-olds through sixth graders to learn about the God who made them and hide His word in their heart. Registration is now open, so go to northstonebaptist.org and click on the Awana tab to register your child. Northstone is a thriving church located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. Our Awana program starts the first Wednesday night in September and meets every Wednesday night throughout the school year. For more information about our Awana program or about Northstone Baptist Church, check us out at northstonebaptist.org or our Strength for Life ministry at strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay. Next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local and dependable. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate your texts, and may get a few here as we have a pair of tickets to give away. Yes, we promised yesterday that we would come through. I believe Andrew did remember to give them away this morning.
Yes, but we do have a pair for ourselves to give away.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that.
Yes, so it's a pair of tickets to go to the Sanger Theater on September 15th to go see Girl Named Tom. It's a, you might have heard them during the promo, but they're playing at the Sanger Theater, and they actually won season 21 of The Voice. It's three siblings, so it's going to be an awesome time again at the Sanger Theater on September 15th. So if you want some tickets right now, text in The Voice to 850-437-1620. The Voice, 850-437-1620. And we got a pair of tickets to go see Girl Named Tom right here on News Radio. So make sure to text that in for a fun night.
And I did see, by the way, on our News Radio website that one of the scrolling headers there is thing that says, hey, we do have Florida State tickets coming.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, that is definitely going to happen. It won't be this week, of course, because Florida State has a neutral site game in Orlando. Technically, they're the home team, but they're playing LSU on Sunday in Orlando.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'll probably watch that one, yeah. I have some LSU friends. I mean, my brother goes to Florida State, so.
It is the biggest game of the college football weekend.
Because, yeah.
I don't know why, but for some reason, this year there's just not really many big games. And it's kind of gone away from what it's been the past few years, where week one you'll have, you know, maybe five or six big-time matchups, a lot of them a neutral site. But this year, really just the one, Florida State and LSU. So I'm looking forward to that Sunday night here. And by the way, if you can't watch it, you can listen to that right here on News Radio 92.3. All right, we do have a winner here. We'll reach out to them and get their information here. And while we're doing that, 525, Gracie has an update on the weather and traffic right now.
Well, roads and weather looking good locally. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway northbound right near the interstate. And we're still seeing some slowdowns due to an accident. West Fairfield Drive, it's right near Hollywood Avenue, just west of W Street in the westbound direction. That's already kind of typically a busy intersection, but there was a small accident there earlier this afternoon as well. If you do see anything else on the roads, call into 850-262-6111. And for weather, we still have a high surf warning in effect until 1 a.m. So just keep that in mind for this afternoon. Coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of 93. It is 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 99. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Of course, this is all dominated by Hurricane Idalia. So we start in the area of Cedar Key, where as soon as the storm passed through, eight urban search and rescue teams moved in to start looking for residents who may have decided to stick and wait it out.
There were about 100 people that remained there after the mandatory evacuation, and now they are stranded due to the high tide coming in.
Yeah, so the high tide, we had the forecast of the, why can't I think of it? Storm surge. It got up to about 16 feet. That was the forecast this morning. I don't know if we have confirmation anywhere along the Big Bend if that actually turned out to be that case. I've seen, 7 to 9 feet in some areas, but I don't know if that has been confirmed yet, but we'll keep our eye on that. Also, Governor DeSantis saying that storm surge has been the biggest problem. Also, people looting stores after Adelia left the area. We told you last segment about the power outages. There was, at its peak, around 260,000. It looks like they've gotten about 40,000 people back online already. Of course, this is going to take several days, if not weeks, especially in those rural, harder-to-get-through areas. But hopefully, power crews can get folks back on here relatively quickly. Airports in Central Florida getting back open this afternoon. So Tampa International went back open this afternoon, allowing arrival flights as of 4 Eastern time. Also in Jacksonville, arrival flights were also back open as of earlier this afternoon. Quick rundown of some national headlines here. The Biden administration is providing $95 million to improve Hawaii's electrical grid after Maui was devastated by wildfires. That'll be coming through the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed back in 2021. South Carolina Supreme Court says it will not reconsider a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat bill. The Biden administration says they're sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid. That includes equipment to clear Russian minefields as well as more ammunition for air defense. Another freeze moment today for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. There are concerns about the 81-year-old's health after he suddenly stopped talking during a press event in Kentucky. Of course, he had a similar incident in Washington last month. District Attorney will not pursue the death penalty for the man accused in the deadly shooting at UNC. Tai Lei Chi, accused of killing a faculty member who also served as his academic advisor on Monday. Pretty interesting ballot measure in Los Angeles that would require hotels and motels to rent out their vacant rooms to the homeless every night. It's set to be voted on next March, and if passed, would force all hotels and motels to house the homeless every night in every room not sold. The owners would be paid fair market value from a city fund. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Idalia made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast this morning with 125-mile-an-hour winds. It's moved on to southern Georgia and South Carolina, where it's weakened to a tropical storm. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Everybody needs to really be on their guard, and they need to go ahead and prepare right now.
President Biden today responding to questions about whether the government has the funds for recovery efforts for the Maui wildfires and Hurricane Idalia.
How can we not respond to these needs? And so I'm confident, even though there's a lot of talk from some of our friends up on the Hill about the cost, we got to do it. This is the United States of America.
FEMA wants Congress to approve an additional $12 billion in disaster relief funds. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A rule proposed by the Biden administration today would make some 3.6 million more Americans eligible for overtime pay. The Labor Department says the proposal is an update of Fair Labor Standards Act rules for executive, administrative, and professional employees. Workers who make about $55,000 a year or below would be eligible for overtime under the proposal, up from the current threshold of $35,600. The Associated Press says the change would likely face pushback from business groups. After today's closing bell, discount retailer Five Below issued a third quarter forecast that's well below what analysts had been projecting for both earnings and revenue. In response, shares of Five Below are tumbling 8% in after-hours trading. In the regular Wednesday session, stocks managed narrow gains to run their win streak to 4. The S&P 500 rose 17 points. The Dow Jones Industrials edged up 37. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite added 75. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow returned to practice today after injuring his calf on July 27th. It's a bit of a surprise because Burrow still hasn't signed a contract extension. Is it worth it for him to be out there with millions in the balance? He clearly has no problem betting on himself and enough belief to know that the money will always follow. I'm Andrew Perloff.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow.
536 6 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great week, getting a little bit closer to the weekend, and Joe's basically on the weekend already, so we're real jealous of him today, but well-deserved 2 days off for sure.
Yeah, so looking forward to it. So my wife's birthday was yesterday. And so we have a nice dinner date planned for Radizio tomorrow. And I have so I'm you know, splurging for the birthday dinner tomorrow, because on Saturday I'm going to be gone from the house all day watching college football and having two fantasy football drafts. So it's just the luck of the draw that my wife's birthday just happens to fall a couple of days before the start of college football season. So I build up all the equity that I possibly can Thursday and Friday, all the quality time with the wife and the daughter, and then I am free for the next 6 months to enjoy football on Saturdays and Sundays, Mondays and Thursdays.
Oh my goodness. Well, well-deserved, and I hope you guys have a great dinner, and I hope your fantasy football team does well. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we do get a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports today. With I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you see something else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Idalia continues to move away from the state of Florida. Here across northwest Florida, we still see rough seas and some rip current risk as we go through Thursday and Friday, but it should be a little bit calmer out there. Weather, it's going to be pretty nice. We have low to mid 90s. It could be hotter. Rain chances are still around. It's about 30% chances on Thursday. Rain chance higher on Friday at 60 to 80% chances, and they'll stick around through the weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in sports today. So Major League Baseball, busy schedule, but most of the day's games already final. Just two in progress right now. That includes the Astros beating the Red Sox 7-4. Also earlier today, we had the Blue Jays blanking the Nationals 7-0. The Cardinals over the Padres 5-4. Guardians beat the Twins 5-2, and the White Sox beat the Orioles 10-5. Later on, actually just about to start in Miami, the Marlins and the Rays continuing their three-game set, and the Braves out west taking on the Rockies, 7:40, first pitch is the time there. We are on to the second round at the U.S. Open. Earlier today, Coco Gauff winning her second-round match, second-seed men's side, Novak Djokovic also winning today. Later on in primetime, 10-seeded Francis Tiafoe will take to the court at 6 o'clock, and you can watch his match on ESPN. Also, matches on ESPN2 tonight as well. Also, by the way, so University of Nebraska's women's volleyball team looking to break a world record tonight. It's they're trying to set the record for the most attended women's sporting event ever. And the Cornhuskers are hosting Nebraska Omaha tonight at Lincoln Memorial Stadium. That's where the football team plays. So it's got about a 93,000 capacity. Trying to break the world record of 91,648. That was set last year when FC Barcelona's women's soccer team played against Wolfsburg in the Champions League. So University of Nebraska could set a record tonight. Health, business, and science notes. So we have the full super blue moon this evening. It's a blue moon because we've had two super moons this month. We talked about the first one. I think it was like, what, August 3rd or 4th or something like that? So the second is tonight, and this one will be the closest full moon to the Earth's surface, just over 222,000 miles away. The moon should be up a little before 7 o'clock our time and at its brightest at around 8:30. So if you want to check it out, 8:30 is probably the best time to do that tonight.
Awesome. I'm excited for it. I'm definitely going to go outside and check it out. Also, American Airlines flight attendants are authorizing a strike. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants have voted overwhelmingly in favor for a work stoppage and plans to demonstrate at 12 airports. The union says that members have been asking airlines for better pay and improvements to staff onboarding for years.
All right. The first over-the-counter naloxone, I think I'm pronouncing that right, or actually I think I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I'm not sure the right pronunciation. A drug used to reverse opioid overdose will be available in retail stores and online as soon as next week. Narcan will have a suggested retail price of $44.99 per carton of two doses. It'll be available initially in stores online from retailers, including Walgreens, Rite Aid, Walmart, and CVS.
And I know we're not on TV news yet, but I just binge-watched Dope Sick. Have you heard about that?
I have not. Tell
it's
me about it.
It's about the OxyContin overdoses and things like that with the whole, like, Purdue Pharma all in, like, you know. But it's really good. I stayed up till like 3 a.m.
Really?
Yesterday watching
this
it.
This is a documentary?
It's not a documentary. It's a TV show. It's Hulu.
Okay.
But it's really good.
Interesting.
And, yeah, it gets you really hooked onto it, so. And it's about addiction.
I'm not going to make the addiction joke there.
Yeah, no. Well, this is a crazy, you know, crazy restaurant that's opening up. Maybe you'll be able to go to it. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's a flying Subway restaurant, 1,000 feet in the air. That's right. Subway officially launching Subway in the Sky. It's an 180-foot long blimp restaurant that customers can visit and try out new Subway sandwiches. So it's a blimp that houses 7 passengers at once, and it's it also, you can get a reservation to go, and it's 30 minutes out. It's 30 minutes at a time for to go up, eat some Subway up in the air in the blimp, and then come back down. So it's coming to two places in Florida, Orlando and Miami.
Yeah, I'm curious. So, I mean, it's just one blimp, and it's, let's see. Does it say anything about the costs?
That's the one thing I couldn't, like, I'm sure it's pretty pricey to get up there. But, yeah, it's going to be in Orlando the 19th and 20th of September and the 24th and 26th in the Miami area.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
it says.
So there's a register.subwayintheSky.com. It's starting September 1st. It says
tickets to the airborne sandwich will be free, but hopefully guests will need to grab them quickly. So maybe
there's just a few
that are available.
Okay. Well, maybe if you're in the Orlando area, so September 19th and 20th is when it'll be in Orlando. Registration doesn't open until September 16th, so 8 a.m. So have a quick trigger finger if you want to go up to the Subway blimp here. By the way, quick local business update here. So, of course, you know, with a hurricane coming through, you would expect that stores in the area of the hurricane would be closed, mm-hmm. of course, you know, power or just whatever reason. But apparently, Bell's, I call it Beals, but it's Bell's, they've temporarily closed all locations in all of Florida due to Hurricane Idalia. And that includes here in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze locations in Milton. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I mean, I guess you do whatever you want to do with your business, but, I mean, I would certainly understand, you know, in the Big Bend area, Tallahassee, maybe you're closing Bell stores, but I'm not quite sure why the local stores here would need to close.
Yeah. But they're kind of like the distant relatives that are like, how are you during the storm? And it's like, you don't know where I'm at on the map.
Exactly. Exactly. 5:45. Now we'll get a check of the roads and weather.
Roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. And if you see something else on the road, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a 40% chance of rain with a high of 93. We do still have a high surf warning in effect until the rest of today. And tonight's low is going to be 76. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3. With your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. So the stars of Late Night are joining forces for a podcast focused on the ongoing Hollywood writers' strike. Spotify announced that Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver are getting together for a new limited podcast called Strike Force 5. Money raised by the podcast will go to out-of-work staff at the late-night shows.
I saw that. That showed up on my For You page yesterday. That
oh, yeah?
They started that off. Well, Alice Cooper is losing a cosmetic deal that is after cases of transgender, calling a transgender a fad. So Cooper made the comments during a recent interview and said that there was a lot of people claiming to be transgender, but it's just because they wanted to do that.
Wacky and weird headlines today. I love this story. As a sports fan and just a fan of petty behavior, a bar in Milwaukee is offering free drinks when Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season.
It doesn't surprise me. Football has a lot of petty fan bases out there, and I'm not surprised that, you know, Milwaukee's one of them.
A good marketing ploy because they won't be giving out a lot of free drinks, so I'm not worried about that.
So the reaction from Jets fans there, obviously. Jack's American Pub says in order to get the free drinks, the bar tab must start 15 minutes before a Jets game. Fans have to be present for the entire game. Rodgers must start, and the Jets and Packers can't be playing at the same time. So I love it. I love the idea. I think it's a great way to drum up exposure. Obviously, we're talking about it here in Pensacola. It's going to drum up business. Folks are going to want to get free drinks. I actually see this being a big deal here if this were to be adopted in our local area, and maybe not with the Jets and Packers necessarily, but I know that there's different college fan bases that have different meeting spots here in town. I believe it's LSU or is it Florida that meets at Seville Quarter? I think it's one of those two. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I know there's, you know, bars around town that, you know, host different fan clubs from different colleges. So I think they'd be wise to maybe do that for the chief rival. You know, if you're the Auburn bar in town, you say, hey, if Alabama loses, everybody gets free drinks and you just have to be here for the entirety of when, you know, Alabama or Auburn's playing or whatever. So I see big potential in that here locally.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, free drinks is never going to be a bad idea.
That's right.
So USA Today did a top ranking of 500 tourist attractions that are not the best ones, but they're totally not worth it. So they're overrated. So the top five are actually all in America. So number one was the Four Corners Monument in Arizona. That was followed by the Salem Witch Museum, and then the Calico Ghost Town in California came in number three, the Crazy Horse Memorial in South Dakota, and then the International UFO Museum in New Mexico are the top five of top rated. If you've been to any of them, let us know if they're worth it.
The only one of the five that I've actually ever considered going to would have been the Four Corners one.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think it would be cool to stand in four states at once, but I mean, I'm sure everybody thinks that, and that's why it's number one on the list, where it's like, okay, that was dumb or whatever. But one thing that I will say here on this is that I've only really had one that I can recall experience where I've gone to this tourist destination or tourist spot and felt that, man, this was just a waste of time. And that was the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, seeing the ducks. We get there early Sunday morning. We wait for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. There's rows of people. We stand there, and then an elevator opens. Ducks literally just walk out and go into a little bath. And I was like, it was over. And I'm like, okay, that sucked. And never planning on doing that again. So let us know if you have any places that you've gone to that you thought were going to be the real deal and just turned out to be a total dud. Love to hear if you have any tourist traps that you've been to here in your lifetime. 850-437-1620. We'll take our final break. We've got good news when we come back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. The podcast page is back up and working, so you can listen to things you might have missed this morning, like we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about several of the high-profile crimes that have taken place in the last week here. Brett Aldridge, the president of Baptist Hospital, gave us a preview of the move coming up September 23rd and what they're planning for it. We talked to Director of Public Safety Eric Gilmore about going down to Lafayette County to help out with the hurricane and why those rescue tube floats might actually help out on Perdido Key. Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm 55 on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We are going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some good news and some TV news to finish off this hour. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And also we had the Gulf Islands National Seashore closed off in between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. That has been opened back up. So that was due to all the rain from last night and waves. If you see something else on the roads, call the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're looking good. We do have some chances of rain tomorrow, just at 40% with a high of 93. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 96. Also, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thanks so much. A couple texters weighing in here. We were talking last segment about tourist destinations that you've been to that were hyped up to be something that didn't turn out to be that way at all. One texter says, this is in Illinois, the shores of Killarney was supposed to be a cool tourist destination, but was more like a cow pond. Apparently, they're supposed to be enchanted. So I'm not sure it's necessarily in the way that the shores look as much as it is, hey, you go there, you bathe in the water, and you're supposed to have magic upon you or whatever. But did not like the look of the shores of Killarney. So pretty interesting there. Also, yeah. Texter said Plaza Hotel in New York City. And that was interesting because, I mean, I responded because I'm curious if they actually stayed in the hotel or if they just went by it.
You can because, get like a lunch or something there. I think you can like, are there restaurants in there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like a four star posh hotel, I'm pretty sure. But I wouldn't have thought about that one being a dud there because, I mean, I've heard it's pretty luxurious. I didn't go in it. I went by it. Mm-hmm. I did a video for my niece whose like favorite movie ever is Home Alone 2.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in New York. So I stood outside of the street on the side of the southern entrance of Central Park and took a video of the Plaza Hotel, and I did the, you know, guest of the celebrity Ding Dang Dong stand at the world famous Plaza Hotel that, you know, Kevin McAllister records, and then, you know, so he has the phone number to then make the reservation. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was cool. I mean, it helped that there was an Apple store literally right across the street from it. Mm-hmm. The one that it's like the glass cube that you go in and underground. So I thought that was really cool there. But I would not have thought that the Plaza Hotel was an overrated tourist destination, but maybe it's not as nice on the inside as I'm thinking.
Or
it
some
would
of these
be.
Places, it's just so busy. Like it's hard to enjoy yourself if every single person's trying to, you know, get a picture or whatever it may be.
That's true. Take a looking at some good news here. 93-year-old San Antonio woman Joan Potter spends her days making dog beds of leftover fabric for dogs and animal shelters. Every day you can find Potter's carefully crafting dog beds from fabric scraps left over from the Greater San Antonio Quilting Guild. So putting her skills to good use there. Also, a dog in northern Michigan that kept escaping from a shelter and breaking into a retirement home. So the retirement home just said, hey, why don't we adopt him? So earlier this year, the staff held a fundraiser for that shelter to thank them for accidentally giving their residents a comfort dog. So pretty cool story there. 5:59 now. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. And we're back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie and News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.